Hey, it's downtown here on a Thursday show. Rich Kimball, Ryan Wehning, Brian Stackpole, Wayne Harvey, WABI TV 5, with us here in studio. Downtown brought to you by Gagan's Pub and Craft Brewery. And, of course, Gagan's Tasting Room, which opens up at 5 o'clock today at 34 Abbott Street in Brewer. They're open tonight, 5 till 9, tomorrow 5 to 9, 12 to 7 on Saturdays, 8 rotating lines. Come get your growlers filled, sample brews, and pick up some limited Gagan Brothers Brewing merchandise. Tonight, the Tasting Room, 34 Abbott Street in Brewer, opening at 5 p.m. And don't forget to tune in right here to the Pulse AM 620 tomorrow morning, the Pulse Morning Show. Andy Gagan, Don Cookson, who is hopefully feeling better with a little beer and Blarney tomorrow morning.
Is Don sick too?
Don's been, I don't know if he was on this morning. I didn't get to listen this morning, but he was out for a couple of days here, battling something. I don't know what.
It's been going around. I had a little bit of something last week. You did as well. I think you said came back a little bit today, too.
Yeah, I'm a little squirrely in the old belly today. Yeah.
See, I'm fine, so it only affects the high-end broadcasters.
Oh, only those with talent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm completely in the clear.
Or, you know, those eating healthy. So what the hell good did that do?
Oh, yeah. Don't throw rocks at Pablo's house. That was mean.
Ah, Wayne Harvey's here in studio with us. And welcome again, Wayne, to talk about, well, whatever you like.
Anything you throw at me. We'll talk food if you want to.
Well, we talked a little food. We covered that pretty thoroughly. Right. Let's talk Wayne's Wiffle for a Wish, because you're already planning for, what will next year be? 7, 8?
This will be year number 8.
Wow. Wow.
We've, it's August 20th, Saturday, August 20th. August 19th will be setup day. We stand outside and pound stakes into the ground and paint lines and do all that fun stuff. That's actually down to a pretty fine-tuned machine now. I've got a pretty good group that does that. But so August 20th is year number 8. We've raised more than $60,000 in the first 7 years. I actually found out the story. My family and I, we went to Universal Studios right after Christmas. It's our, instead of buying Christmas presents, we go on a trip, which is, we're not buying stuff, we're getting memories. And so we were, my wife and I and our two oldest ones, our two oldest daughters are big enough to go on a couple of the big roller coasters there. So the youngest one is standing, waiting with my wife's mother. So she's here, there with the grandmother, and they're kind of wandering around as we're riding roller coasters. They spot a family with a Make-A-Wish Maine shirt on. And so they start talking to him, naturally, because that's what we do.
Sure.
So we went over and talked. They went over and talked to him and found out that the girl was from Maine. This was her wish, was to go to Universal and do the whole Harry Potter experience. Came home. That was great. I never got to see her. I didn't get a chance to because I'm, you know, thrill riding. And so I get told about it. I came home, and a couple of weeks ago, I called Make-A-Wish to find out, you know, some of their numbers, and they have 94 kids on the waiting list right now that they want to get taken care of. They did 70 wishes last year and all this. And then they find out, they said, oh, did we ever tell you who your wish kid was? No. What was it? It was a 12-year-old girl out of North Waterboro who went to Universal Studios that we bumped into that day. I mean, and in the little twist of irony, the girl's name, who's 12, is the same as my daughter's name, who she met at the park.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's amazing. It was one of those things that, I mean, that's what's really fun.
Well, you do great work. It's a wonderful event. To me, it's the perfect type of event because it's great fun for all of us who just show up to play wiffle ball and have a good time, but then it does great things for so many people.
And it's when we started this 8 years ago, and I was just kind of kicking it around, I never thought it would be like this. I thought, hey, if I do it for a couple of years, I raise a couple bucks, great. It has grown beyond. And we had teams from New Hampshire last year. We've had teams from Massachusetts come up and play in it. It's just unbelievable where this has gone.
Well, we'll be back in some fashion. I don't know what division. It was nice. You posted the all-time records the other day. We're very proud of our 14-2 all-time record.
Not bad.
Here at downtown, which includes, by the way, being unbeaten in pool play.
You have never lost a pool play game.
No.
In the lower-level executive division.
But I will say, and again, you take it to your committee. You do what you got to do. Our best player, Bryce, is jumping ship to go play with Trimper and that band of sandbaggers, let's call them what they are.
Mercenaries.
Yes.
Could we call them the mercenaries?
Yes.
Yeah.
All being paid under the table by Jason Hoyt. God knows what they're doing.
I bet they're training right now. They probably use that dome, the Mahaney Dome. I'm sure that's what that's for.
Oh, there's no question.
Looks just like Rocky IV, I bet.
Oh, yes, Ivan Drago, yes. So, I know they're going up into the Classic Division. Okay. I know there's a couple teams in the Open Division that have some good players, mm-hmm. but just for some reason or another have gotten into a bad draw. So they're going to come down a little bit, and I want to open up a new middle ground kind of Classic Division. That's mm-hmm. not for the guys, because I'm getting a lot of guys who are 20 years old, 24 years old, that throw 80, 90 miles an hour. And yeah,
they're not on our team.
We lost him.
That's hard to hit.
Yes, it is.
And so those groups are the open guys, and they can play all night long. And then we'll have another one that's kind of middle ground. And then we need another group that, because you guys have been pretty dominant in the executive division. So let's open that up for the teams that want to go in and have fun. And
yeah, when the hard part of the executive division is wearing that the Don Draper outfit and carrying the briefcase while you're playing. It's a bit of a challenge.
That's hard? Well, you don't have to run.
We can't. You're smoking a cigarette.
Exactly. The fedora gets in the way.
All right, let's talk basketball. I know you follow the Maine women very closely. Yes. A chance tomorrow to get to the NCAAs for the first time in a long time. Has this team got what it takes?
Of course it does. Yeah. I mean, they showed it here that they had the game plan at the Cross Center to beat Albany. Granted, they also knocked down a ton of three-pointers. I think they made, 13 threes in that game?
Yeah.
I mean, that was – you're not going to get 13 threes tomorrow afternoon. But I think they have the game plan. They have the defenders. You can put Bella Swan. You can put Liz Wood on Sharisha Richards and slow her down. If they get into situations, Chantel Charles can come in and play against her. And then you can leave Michaela Gustafson on Tiana Jo Carter. They've got the defenders that can match up with the players, and you can put Siggy out on Imani Tate or their other point guard that I'm blanking on, the one that averages 7 assists a game. But, yeah, I mean, they have the defenders that can stop Albany. If they start knocking down shots, Maine can win this.
All right. I like the sound of that. Now, and we talked about this a little in the break, I don't want you to give away any confidences here, but Richard Barron's contract is running out at the end of the season. If he gets this team to the NCAAs, does he come back to Maine?
I think he does. I think it would have to be a really good offer. I don't think he's going to take I mean, some people will say if you go from America East to Atlantic 10 or the CAA, that's a step up. In women's basketball, it's not really. It really isn't. I mean, especially if you're drawing 2,000 and 3,000, 4,000 fans to your home games,
right.
You're going to draw flies at William & Mary. I mean, it's not the same. I mean, there's a good atmosphere here. There's a great support. The friends group is wonderful. Yeah, you probably can make some more money, but then quality of life and what's going on. And, I mean, he's got young kids, and they're entrenched in the school mm-hmm. system, entrenched in sports playing in this area. I think it would have to be a big offer to have him leave.
All right, there you go. Wayne Harvey, good for ABI TV.
I think it's good for Maine if he stays.
Well, absolutely. I agree with you completely there. Let's talk NCAAs. March Madness coming up. Conference tournament, some surprises already. A couple of
surprises.
Give us some sleepers to keep our eye on, because it seems to me like this may be one of our more wide-open years in some time.
Sleepers in what form? Because I think you have some blue bloods like Kentucky,
yep.
who they've got a bunch of studs. But and kind of like they did a couple of years ago when they reached the finals as an 8 seed, they're now starting to, hey, they've all played together for a year. Calipari's got them going. He coaches for the tournament. And I think if they're overlooked, if they're a 7 seed, a 6 seed, man, they're a miserable out. That's not a team you want to deal
with. And I guess I say sleeper is not like a 16 that's going to win a couple games.
Right.
But teams that have come close, maybe teams that are heralded but are not in that elite group. I think a Gonzaga, for instance, is an extremely dangerous team. Obviously, mm-hmm. Maryland's going to be a very tough team to take out.
Maryland will be interesting, too, because, I mean, I've watched them a couple times this year, and they've been phenomenal. And then I've watched them another couple times, and it's just like, is that the same team? And that's the way it's been with college basketball all year. There hasn't been any dominant team yet. I mean, Duke has been up and down. Mm. Carolina's been up and down. I mean, pick your – I mean, Iowa was ranked in the top 5 at one point.
Yeah.
I was terrible. They don't have a guy who can go get you a basket. Iowa State's the same thing. I mean, they're always ranked high, and they'll get a – I mean, they've dropped off a little bit recently. But, I mean, there's teams out there that are going to disappoint and blow up brackets this year.
Can a Providence team make a dent this
yes.
year?
Yes. Chris, you need a guy who can go get you buckets. And Chris Dunn can go get you a basket anytime you need one. And that's one of those things, like, that was my theory about Iowa. They don't have anybody who can automatically, hey, let's throw it into him, we'll go get a basket. And we need to stop a run, or we need to start a run, or whatever. But Chris Dunn can go do that for Providence. Can they win it? I don't know. I think they have a better shot than Villanova. I hate Villanova.
Now, Georgetown, is it tonight, Georgetown, or today?
Georgetown played this afternoon.
Out. They're out?
Yeah, they got they were down by 10 or so in the last minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They had a couple early season losses that really hurt them that wasn't great. If you're looking for a bracket buster, and if you listen to ESPN Radio, you listen to some of the different stuff, read some of the online stuff, everyone is down on Iona. Because Monmouth was the better team in that conference, and they're the number one seed, and they had a great record. And will they get in? Will they not? Everyone's overlooking Iona. AJ English can score. He's another one of those guys that he can take over one of those first round Thursday Friday games, and he'll beat a team by himself.
Stony Brook, is this the year they get in?
Nope.
No. Ooh.
Steve Peichel can't win a big game. Can't do it. Five of the last six years they've been in the finals? No, Vermont's a good team. I think Vermont's shooting it really well right now. They're playing great defense. I think Vermont wins, and I love it.
Wow.
I love it. And what is it, 9 out of 11 tournaments so far that have finished? Or 9 of 11 tournaments, the one seed has already lost, and Stony Brook's going to be the next one.
Next week, Downtown Madness gets underway. Wayne Harvey, who has gone deep, deep, deep into this in the previous 3 years, goes in as the number 2 seed in the main bracket. You get a first-round bye.
That's just on pedigree alone.
And then you get the winner of Toby Nelson from right here on WZON. And Aaron Jackson, who I guess is out of the business, left TV. We don't know what he's doing now, teaching somewhere.
I think he's teaching, yes.
Yeah.
He's an educator.
So Aaron
it's
and Toby.
Kind of like you.
Yeah, yeah.
You follow the path of Rich Kimball.
I still keep a foot in the business, but not a foot, like a big toe.
Well, it's a nice big toe, though.
So can you beat either Toby or Aaron?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I was there when Toby got his start at ZON, seemingly a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
Because
you were both children.
We were both young when we started at ZON, yes, and he stayed. That'd be fun. That'd be a good ZON route.
And if you get through that one,
overnight battle,
you've got either Mike Lowe, Johnny Mailer, or Brian Sullivan, who would be in the other bracket and would face you in the next round.
Well, Sullivan's right in my newsroom now, so that'd be fun.
I know.
Yeah, that would be
competition.
I'd really like to play Sully. And Sully always plays in the wiffle ball tournament. Mike Lowe's never played in it.
Well, no. Although I did see a great picture. Did you guys see the picture of Mike Lowe on Twitter today? No. Suited up as an honorary Washington general.
Ooh.
Mike Lowe wearing the Washington Generals uniform.
Now, they're green,
right? What sort of wish is that?
They wear green jerseys, yeah. Right?
I don't know. This was a black and white picture.
Oh,
I
okay.
couldn't tell.
So I'd like to have guys dribble in circles around me for a while and then embarrass me on the scoreboard by 55.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be fun, though? I mean, come on.
Oh, I could do it. Yeah,
to play against the Globetrotters, I think that'd be a blast. Well, not really play against them, but
yeah,
on
exactly.
the same floor.
Sort of stand there.
Kind of. Yes. Yeah, have a uniform.
Well, I was saying, I did that a few years ago, many years ago. They did a little.
You did?
Yeah, they did a little media prelim, and a bunch of us played, in air quotes. We were instructed as to what to do and what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the best instruction ever was, don't think you're a basketball player. Okay, get that out of your head right away. Don't be out here. You're not the show.
Right. It's not about you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Local TV guy.
Don't be
jacking up threes,
exactly.
Trying to take somebody off the dribble.
Right. We're going to put a ball in your pants, and you're going to pretend you don't know it's there.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
This is how it's going to work.
Don't put a hand in a passing lane. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
No.
This is a trick we call the John Kruk. Everybody ready?
All right. Yeah. Whoa, there it is.
Didn't you get in trouble, though, at a celebrity baseball game, though, once?
Softball, king in his court. Yeah. Yeah, when I was told to take a big lead, and the king, who was about 103 at the time, will pick you off, and he threw the ball about 7 feet wide, and of course, I went to second base, and they looked at me like I had shot Eddie Fainer.
I played in one of those games, too, and I didn't get to face Eddie Fainer.
Ah.
I faced the guy that came in and pitched from second base.
Oh, the young guy who threw about 120.
Yeah. It sounded high. Yeah. I have no idea.
That's right. I swung the bat after I heard, poof, into the catcher's mitt.
I had no clue where that ball was coming
from. Been there. I've lived your nightmare.
Oh.
Wayne, thank you, as always, for
stopping
by. It's my
pleasure. I'm hoping this is a little bump. Maybe it gets me into the semifinals or the finals.
I mean, feel free to hang around, but we got to go to the weather right now. Steve McKay, news center, joining us right now. It's taped?
Steve just called.
It's taped?
He just called and said he has to tape a commercial today, right now.
He's so important.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said he apologized. He actually begged and pleaded for our forgiveness, but
is it me? I mean, was it my fault? I'm sorry.
It was 55 degrees this morning, so I'm not going to criticize the weather guy on a day like that. Well, fine. We'll go to him on tape. Wayne, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Wayne
Thanks
Harvey,
for having me.
WEBI TV 5. Support him. wholeheartedly and thoroughly in Downtown Madness when it gets underway.
And WiffleForWish.com.
And he may come to your house and cook for you. I'm just saying.
If you raise enough money, I'll come and cook.
The weather's brought to you by Quirk Subaru. It's your car. Find it at Quirk. Here's Steve, not live.